When I was 14 and in the eighth grade, everyone in my class had to say something nice about me. It was a requirement by our health teacher as a way to combat self-esteem issues, bullying, being white in suburbia. So we all took out a sheet of paper and we had to write our names on the top of it. And then we would pass the piece of paper to the person on our right. And then we would have to write one positive comment about the person whose paper that we held. And then we would pass the paper again around the room 30 times until each paper was back with its owner, and we each had 30 comments on it about ourselves. And on my sheet it said things like, "You're nice, you're smart, you do your hair just right." And they were simple words, but I felt so good about myself. And there was this just indescribable energy in the room, because it's just not every day that you get 30 compliments all at once. And it was like the whole class had just said, "Brooke Ellen, you are all right." But out of all those comments, not one of them said, "Brooke Ellen, you are all right, even though you are a lesbian." And at the time, it was something that I was overlooking, something that I just really wasn't paying much attention to. And facts like my mom and my younger sister, who were obsessed with Agent Fox Mulder from the X-Files, I had the biggest suffering crush on Special Agent Dana Scully. And it just totally escaped me that that was important. Or when I had my first girl kiss when I was 8 years old and I thought that her skin smelled so sweet. Or how when the movie Titanic came out in 1998, or no, 97, but 1998, I was printing out film stills of Kate Winslet and sketching them and spending a considerable amount of time on her cleavage, and it just didn't add up for me until I was in college and I just stopped kidding myself. And I had to come out and I had to call my mom because I was waiting to tell her and I just couldn't wait anymore. And I called her and I said, "Mom, I got something to tell you. I think I'm in love." And she cuts me off and she says, "Who is she?" So then I call my dad because my parents are divorced and, well, I have to do these things twice. And I'm like, "Dad, I've got something to tell you. I think I'm in love and it's with a woman." And he said, "Well, if you're happy, I'm happy." And I knew what he meant because a few years before I told him I was atheist and there was no worse I could get. So it was like a huge step up that I was a lesbian. No harm done. Yet, a few years later, I moved to Tacoma to be with my Emily, who's sitting right over there. And we had been long distance for a year when I moved here. Yet when we were walking down the street, and this is the woman I love, we've been together for 4 years, but I've known her for 11, and she is my fiercest friend. And we would hold hands walking down the street, and someone would turn the corner, and I would drop her hand. Or if we were in a pub, and I had my arm around her, and I saw someone looking, I would retract. And I was like, why am I so afraid? I have a good coming out story. It was relatively harmless, right? And I just didn't understand. So I was looking back on, why would I feel scared to be who I am? Why? And so I thought about those moments, like when I went to the pub in my college town, and when the pub closes, the hot dog place across the street is open an hour later. And I go in with my friend, and he knows the manager, and I'm talking to my friend, and it just comes up I'm a lesbian because, well, you always have to come out, and that just is what happens. And the manager pulls out his cell phone, and he's like, "Oh, let me show you something." And he shoves his phone in my face, and he's like, "Look at this. What do you think?" And it's a picture of a clit. I said, "That's a clit." And he starts scrolling through, "Naked women, how do you like that? How do you like that porn?" And I'm like, I try to laugh it off. He's laughing at me. I eat a hot dog. I go home. But why am I still scared? And maybe it's these other moments, like when I went to see a new gynecologist and I'm going through the history and, oh, I'm a lesbian. It comes through and it comes out that I had been sexually assaulted. And she said, "Oh, is that why you switched to the other team?" I'm like, okay, maybe it's stuff like this that has me just scared. And I lived this way until February 8th, 2012. And on that day, there was a vote that came through the House in Washington, and marriage equality passed in a 55-43 vote. And on that day, when the vote came through, and it's weird because I don't really care about political things, they don't really move me very often, and That day when 55 people said yes for marriage equality, it was like I got 55 compliments all at once. And it was like 55 people just said, Brooke Ellen, you are all right, even though you are a lesbian. And so Emily and I had to go celebrate, and we get in the car, and we go to the parkway where we had our first date 4 years prior. And we get out of the car, and we're walking in, and my feet stop. And I grab her, and I grab her face, and I kiss her real good. And she kisses me back, and her arms are around my waist, and it's this beautiful moment, and everything's perfect, and I stop being afraid. And on that day, it's been that way. I'm not scared to put my arm around her. I'm not scared to hold her hand. That's my story. Thank you.